The Lion and the Mouse. Once upon a time, in a peaceful forest, a lion lay asleep, with his great head resting on his paws. A little blind mouse was scurrying across the forest floor looking for food, when she climbed up a little furry hill and stopped at its top.
What's this?
The lion opens his big eyes and sees the mouse on his nose.
Oh, no.
You dare disturb my sleep?
The lion grabs the tiny mouse in his massive paw.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry. Please don't hurt me. I didn't mean to disturb you. I did not see you there.
How could you not see me?
I cannot see very well. Not very well at all. Please let me go, and I promise I'll repay you one day.
You repay me? A nothing blind little mouse like you? Oh! I'll have you for a snack.
He pretends to put the mouse in his mouth, but instead puts her on the ground.
You amuse me. Begone, mouse.
Days later, the lion was prowling through the forest when he got caught in a hunter's net.
Help! Let me out!
Hold on, lion!
Let me out!
I hear you! I'm coming!
The little mouse follows the sound from the roaring lion and climbs up on the net that holds him. She starts gnawing at the ropes with all her might. Soon, the trap breaks and the lion falls free.
You saved me.
Remember when you laughed at my promise? Now you see that even a little mouse can help a mighty lion.
I was wrong to doubt you. Thank you, little friend. I will never forget this.
And so, the lion learned that no act of kindness, no matter how small, is ever wasted, and that even a little blind mouse can be a big hero. You have been listening to The Lion and the Mouse, based on the Aesop fable. Adapted for audio by Peter Mark. Tonight's guest stars were George Ashiotis and Pamela Sabar. Produced by On Island Audio Theatre. Visit us at onisland.com. Thank you and good night.